saying shit. Okay, so we are starting our blog for Wahlburgers. We just went to Wahlburgers, who just opened in Royal Oak. It opened about a week before Dream Cruise, so probably second week in August it opened. We took a party of 15 from my work there, and they were super accommodating. They opened it up to us really nice. They high-fived us for having such a big party, so that was all good, and got our seats pretty quick. So I have some guest bloggers here. I have Stephanie Rockwell, and I have John Cook, who says he's not going to talk, but I think he will.
Hi, John.
Hi, John. How you doing, John?
John, how are ya? Did you like your food, John?
So, Steph, how did you like your food?
Mine wasn't that great, to be honest. The one in Detroit is a lot better, I feel like, for food. The ambiance here was better, though.
So what made the food not good, in your opinion?
The bun was soggy. My burger didn't even fit into the bun. It was too small. And everything was just kind of slopping out. The tater tots were okay, but Jen had noticed they were sitting in the window for a long time.
Yeah, they were sitting, the french fries and the tater tots they made for our party literally sat on the counter under a warming tray for 30 minutes. So, yeah, that wasn't very impressive. And, Steph, when you took your burger apart to put something on it or to take something off, it looked like a hockey puck. I mean, it looked like a hardened, dried-out hockey puck on a tiny bun. It was did not look appetizing at all.
And I do not like pickles, and there were a million pickles, it seemed like, on the burger, and also what looked like seaweed that, come to find out, was probably dill. But it just wasn't appealing.
Yeah, there were some strange things on a lot of burgers, and we were hoping that it was random pieces of dill that came from the pickle jar, but we're actually not really sure what it was. It could be some sort of strange mutant lettuce dill. We're not sure.
Yeah, I'm going with seaweed.
And I tried one of Steph's tater tots, and they were tater tots. I have a hard time finding anywhere that makes tater tots that's any different than I can make at home with an orated tater tot in the toaster oven. Do you think those, how do you feel your tater tots work?
I mean, they definitely were deep fried. I've never had a deep fried tater tot except for here. I always put mine in the oven so they just get crispy but not too greasy. These are kind of greasy, but I do like them. I don't like their fries, though.
Yeah, see, now I did like their fries. They had thicker hand-cut fries. The only thing I didn't like about my fries is that it sat in the window for about half an hour and it was, like, mildly warm by the time it came to me. My burger was just uneventful. It just doesn't have a lot of flavor. I mean, I thought the buns are super, super chewy, and they're just hard to chew through when you're trying to bite into a burger. And it's almost so chewy that you can't bite the burger and everything just squishes out the back. So I felt like I was chewing on a piece of rubber.
Yeah, and it was kind of expensive.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, my burger for a standard burger was like $8.25, and then that's not so bad. I don't really mind that, but the fact that a drink, like a pop, was $2.95, I find that a lot of money.
Yeah, I had a drink, a burger, and a tater tot, and it came to like $16. So I feel like there are a lot of other places that are around here that are better priced for better quality.
Yeah, I agree. I like the ambiance. I think it's a fun place to go to. I like the color scheme. I like all, you know, Mark Wahlberg's movies all over. But as far as the food goes, I think it was just mediocre. I would definitely not go back for the food.
No.
For sure. No.
They do seem like they have good drink options, though.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go. And Wahlburgers, too, it seems like it doesn't know what it wants to be. It wants to be a fast food restaurant, but it wants to be a sit-down restaurant. So it's kind of similar to like a Smashburger where you're ordering your burger and then you sit down and they bring it to you, except that Smashburger's food is far superior. So this is kind of like a fast food restaurant trying to be fancy, but they're just not, they just don't have the food to back it up.
How would you rate it? 1 to 10.
Out of it's 1 to 10, I'd give it about a 4. I think ambiance-wise and just, like, festivity-wise and how friendly everyone was, I'd give it about a 9. Because I think, you know, the staff was really friendly and nice, and they were fun. But again, it only opened a couple weeks ago, so they were not jaded and kind of disgruntled yet. So we'll see how that goes. John, do you have any comments about your food?
They forgot his bacon.
John's shaking his head no because he's scared. But they forgot his bacon on his burger, which was sad. And he ordered a fried egg on his burger, which to me looked overcooked.
It did kind of look overcooked.
You want to shake your head if you agree, or do you think that... Oh, he's not even responding.
party
shaking
paper.
Shaking it off.
I thought the egg looked kind of overcooked and burned, didn't you?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, let's stop for like a second.
Yeah, I'm going to speak for John because he's not speaking, but the fried egg was overdone.
Did you like it though, John? Not your head?
John's going to say yes because he says that he likes all food, so. He says that I'm way too strict, way too picky. So, I don't know. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well,
not the best, but not the worst.
We'll keep looking in our quest for the perfect place to get a burger.